All of that is Coast Guard activity. All of that is more marine trade. All of that is more marine environmental responsibility work for the Coast Guard. It's going to require the Coast Guard and Coast Guard aviation assets to have a presence up on the North Slope, and Kodiak's making preparations to be up there in a less capacity than we were last year, but more than we have been traditionally. So the point of it is Alaska's a great place for the Coast Guard. It's a place that we are continuously valued. I met with Lieutenant Governor Treadwell yesterday, and he's continuing to help from the state perspective to sing the praise of the Coast Guard and to get more resources up here for us so that we can do the things we need to do for this state. So it's a great time to be in the Coast Guard, and it's really, in particular, a great time to be up here in Alaska. We've got some icebreaker issues. We're supposed to have two icebreakers this summer up here. Both the Star and Healy were going to come up. Those, whether they show up or not, is now of great debate. Just fueling those ships is millions of dollars. You've got a 1.5 million gallons capable on Polar Star at $4 a gallon. Pretty expensive to fill it up. So we're trying to figure out how best to use that or whether we will use it at all this year in the Arctic.